Okay, Spencer, your first question is going to be why?
Yeah, why?
Answer, to experience the state of Illinois in a totally unique, visceral way, to feel Illinois. Why do it in one day? Fair question. I'll answer it later. Your next question is how?
Okay, how?
Answer, we start at the Thompson Causeway. We wake up at 4 a.m. and someone's very nice partner drives five cyclists in a farm truck from Oregon, Illinois to the banks of the Mississippi River. It's a 75-minute drive and we're packed in tight, but at least we smell okay at this point.
Are you sure?
It's relative, obviously. We don't smell as horrendously as we're going to 145 miles from now. We start pedaling around 6:30 and we'll be back in Oregon 3 hours later, 50 miles under our spokes.
Why didn't you just stay in the truck and drive back?
The ride is going well, but the trip's narratives are starting to take shape. Jason lost his phone. He's cool about it, and he's got a wicked Hawaiian shirt game going, which you are coveting. Danny is considering bailing, and while you want him to stay and finish the ride, he did leave homemade breakfast burritos, egg, bacon, avocado, in your fridge, and if he quits, you get to keep the burritos, so it's hard to know which outcome to root for. Dominic is riding a fixed-gear bike, and the hills in the western farmland have been challenging. Stu is wearing sandals, which you are also starting to covet.
Doesn't your butt get sore riding all day?
Wrong question, but yes. Try again?
What was the original idea for the ride?
Better. Answer, Oddbri, or one-day bike ride across Illinois, is the brainchild of Dominic Cozy, who credits his brother-in-law for the original inspiration. In 2007, Aaron Seitz biked the state in 22 hours, camping overnight in St. Charles. He wrote a surly cross-check and used fold-out maps. Curious to see if it could be done, Aaron navigated a safe route from cornfields to towns to suburbs and finally made his way to a beach in Chicago where he slept so soundly his eyelids got sunburned. Dominic took that Bri, bike ride across Illinois, and added the ode, one day.
Question, why one day?
Answer, the idea isn't just to see Illinois, but to feel it, to inhale it. Literally, at the end of 150 miles, your lungs are burning and your mouth is dry from the dirt of so many suburban bike paths. And each town we pass through is not a mere mile marker, but it alters the mood of the ride. All seems hopeful in Thompson when you dip your back tire in the river, symbolizing the start of a trip. The fields are misty, the air is cool. Polo is the first town you reach, and it feels great. We tell the other customers at Casey's what we're doing, and some even pretend to be impressed. It always feels like we're making great time in Oregon, the third town, third Casey's. Post-pandemic, we can even get ice from the machines again. By Sycamore, we're miserable. It's that middle chunk, the 35 miles on shadeless, amenity-less, charmless roads, this year into the wind and temps north of 90. But we fuel up on gas station hot dogs and Gatorade, and we hit the Great Western Trail feeling renewed. We're just over halfway now, but the heavy lifting, the climbing and the slogging, all of that's behind us. The Great Western Trail was carved from an old railroad route, a corridor along Route 64 so straight you can practically see the end 20 miles away. We always feel behind schedule by St. Charles, where there are three breweries, and we stop at none of them, just to let you know how determined we are to get to the other side. Spencer, you look like you want to ask about training.
Sure. How do you get ready for a 150-mile bike ride?
Well, in truth, it's more like 147 miles. Let's not exaggerate. We don't train, but it's not an easy ride. Most of us bike all year long. Fat tires in the winter, mountain bike trails in the evenings, gravel rides. Dominic says, quote, in many ways, it's not actually a group ride because of the internal battle going on as the route wears you down. It's a bit of a mental game. Jason Augsburger, an Oddbri veteran with two crossings under his belt, concurs, and he adds, quote, it's great to feel the lakefront breeze and see the skyline after working so hard all day. We do occasionally lose a rider, and we did this year, during the brutal Oregon to Sycamore stretch. Quote, much like the burritos I made, Danny wrote later, I loaded my bike up with all the bells and whistles to make sure I was ready for whatever. Ironically, the weight of my bike was the deciding factor in calling it. You know, Spencer, 100 years ago, we would have had to eat Danny to survive on a trip like this. I was happy just to make do with the burritos he left behind.
Wait, 100 years ago?
Oh, Jason's phone also was a casualty. The bike trail follows the Fox River for a while, then kicks east for a dogleg around the DuPage Airport, then rolls right into Villa Park, where it's dinner time. Though time really has no meaning anymore. Your bike computer says 6 p.m., but it could be 2, it could be 10, it could be 11:30. You're just pedaling. We stop for solid and liquid carbohydrates and switch to the Prairie Trail through Elmhurst, now at the mercy of motorists to stop for us at all the crossings. Excitement's building. We get dumped in Maywood, then go through Oak Park, and then we're in the city. We're feeling that runner's high, that adrenaline push to get to the end of something. Down Madison Avenue, our taillights blinking, our shadows long again before disappearing to the gloom of city dusk. So much energy and excitement, high-fiving people in the West Loop area, shouting that we've biked up from the Mississippi River as we ride past people, deciding if we should stop for a shot of Malort before the lake, if only it were a little bit earlier. This year it was dark when we rolled onto Ohio Beach and dipped our front wheels in Lake Michigan. Fireworks erupted in the sky, Spencer, and we stood ankle-deep in the water watching the fireworks show the city had arranged just to honor us.
Don't they do fireworks every night at Navy Pier?
Yeah, but still. Stu Gerwick, something of a local bike legend who has organized rides such as the Frostbite 40 and the notorious Ride the 10,000, thinks that Oddbri is a fairly unique experience. Quote, because it's not a loop. Anticipating the next terrain, the next landscape makes the miles go by faster. First it's countryside, then it flattens out, and some of that isn't enjoyable, like being exposed to the sun, but it's different. As we got past Sycamore, you're on rural bike paths, and then you're in the urban jungle, and then downtown Chicago by the lake. It's just an awesome day.
It must feel good just being done.
And we almost are. You still have to bike to the Metra and gut out the 90-minute ride back to Elburn, where someone's partner has left the farm truck. Normally, I spend the ride telling mostly polite commuters about our day. This year, we caught the last train of the night, the 11 p.m. from downtown, and it turns out that the few other passengers at this time are sleepy. Some of them were nodding out even as I was talking to them. Including the drive, we didn't get back to Oregon until 2 a.m., making our day 22 hours long, exactly the length of the original Bri.
So wouldn't it make sense to make it a two-day ride?
There's no catchy acronym.
Listener, if you're feeling Oddbri FOMO, don't worry. They will be doing another ride next year, and you can join along from the Mississippi all the way until Lake Michigan. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Under Rocks, where we explore all things unique, weird, or unknown in our region. Send us your ideas for what hidden treasures, strange events, or interesting people you think we should feature next. Send your ideas to rocks@niu.edu. And we'll see you next time on another edition of Under Rocks.